new releases, new music, and the best live performances on Sound Out with Ian McGlynn.
And you're listening to Sound Out with me, Ian McGlynn, back with you for the second half of tonight's programme, and with you, of course, until 10 o'clock. Well, coming up, we will have the music of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by their new music director, Jaap van Sweden. But first, we are joined by Sheila Dempsey for this week's gig guide. Sheila, welcome back to us.
Thank you so much.
Now, you're going to have to say the name of this first event very slowly.
Well, have you ever wondered what even is Irish contemporary music? Well, pianist Aileen Cahill alongside the Contempo Quartet will be in the Emily Anderson Concert Hall of NUI Galway on Saturday the 9th of March at 7 o'clock to answer all. The concert, which is entitled What Even Is Irish Contemporary Music, features a performance of Gerald Barry's Piano Quartet No. 1, which is actually on this year's Leaving Cert syllabus, and works by other contemporary Irish composers will be presented in easily digestible chunks with listening points provided to give the audience a fuller experience. So if you've ever been curious about contemporary music or want to learn some more, this is the concert for you. And tickets are available through Eventbrite. We're up to Drogheda next, where Drogheda Classical Music presents Barry Douglas in concert at the High Lanes Gallery on Tuesday the 5th of March, when he explores music and art in Mazursky's Pictures at an Exhibition. There's even a pre-concert talk at 7 o'clock, and tickets include a free drink at the interval. Even more reason to go. And you can book tickets through drogheda-classical-music.com or through the Drogheda Arts Centre box office. But hurry, as I'd say, it will be a sellout.
I would say it will be a sellout indeed. Next up, there's a lot of activity happening in Tipperary over the weekend.
That is right, because Friday is International Women's Day and South Tipperary Arts Centre are celebrating in style with the second Finding a Voice series taking place in various venues from the 8th to the 10th of March. On Friday at 1 o'clock in Old St Mary's Church, Clonmel, pianist Ellen Janssen and guests present Falling Through Time, the music of Canadian composer Alexina Louis, who celebrates her 70th birthday later this year. And she'll actually be at the concert on her first ever trip to Ireland. And later on the Friday night at 8 o'clock in the Main Guard, the Irish Baroque Orchestra, directed by Claire Duff and joined on the night by soprano Sarah Power, celebrate the music of 17th century Italian composer Barbara Strozzi, alongside music by her fellow contemporaries and successors, including Isabella Leonarda and Maddalena Lambardini. Saturday the 9th is Clara Schumann Day, with a lunchtime concert of her Romantic Leader performed by soprano Mary Hegarty. And later that night, the Fidelio Trio perform more of her works, as well as trios by Rebecca Clark and Joan Trimble. And also the world premiere of Reflections on a Theme by Clara Schumann, which is made up of seven reflections based on her scherzo theme from the piano trio in G minor. And each reflection is written by seven of Ireland's leading women composers, which include Jane O'Leary, Rona Clark, Siobhan Cleary, Marion Inglesby, Amanda Feary, Anne Murray and Carol Hayes.
Yes, and of course, Carol Hayes, the winner of the composition competition, presumably to write a piece as part of the work.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And the final day of this amazing weekend of music finishes up with experimental music group, the Quiet Music Ensemble, performing Pauline Oliveiro's piece, and later a soiree musicale with the Prism Ensemble and pianist Trace Fahy, playing solo and chamber music by 19th and 20th century French composers. So for more information and to get your tickets, go to southtipartcentre.ie.
Great. And I suppose the great thing about something like that happening in Tipperary is there's such a wide catchment area of people all around, you know, the Midwest and the Southwest.
Very accessible.
And the rest of it. Great. Now you are taking us on a little countrywide excursion next.
Absolutely. And what about this for a collaboration? Jazz maestro Francesco Terizzi and songstress and multi-instrumentalist Rhiannon Giddens are starting their music network tour in the Sugar Club on Tuesday night before hitting the road to Dunleary, Wexford, Tinnehealy, Limerick, Tralee, Clifton, Ennis, Letterkenny, Belfast and Newbridge, where they'll finish up in the Riverbank Arts Centre on Saturday the 16th of March. And this will be some gig, and it's really great that there's so many opportunities to see them over the 11 nights of touring.
Great. And musicnetwork.ie.
That's right.
That's the place to go. Great. Yes. And you're taking us to Dublin next for Kaleidoscope. We're back with us.
Yes, and this is a first for the Kaleidoscope series, a special shortened edition of Emer Reynolds' multi-award-winning documentary, The Farthest, which is about the Voyager spacecraft. That will be screened this Wednesday, the 6th, in the usual haunt, the Bello Bar, with live music underscore by cellist Lioba Petri and guitarist Cameron Doyle. Also, more music on the night by Ian Wilson, Bella Bartok and more, performed by Fiona Kelly, Sinead O'Halloran, Aoife Nic Eacliach, Brendan Gard and Siobhan Doyle. And go to kaleidoscopenight.com for tickets.
What a cool idea. It's a great documentary.
And a great setting for it as well. I love the Bella Bar. Great, intimate.
For all the rest of us.
And speaking of intimate venues and immersive concerts, Wednesday night again in the Little Museum of Dublin as part of the Santa Rita concert series this week sees Katie Kim. She's the featured musician. And these concerts tend to sell out very quickly. The early bird tickets were all gone when I last checked, but there were definitely some general admission tickets available through Eventbrite. And just a little heads up, the next concert in the Santa Rita series takes place on the 20th of March and features four-part harmony folk group Landless. So try and get your early birds for that one.
Great, we will indeed. Sheila, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we'll talk to you next week.